Hey, it's Dylan on Surge 105. It's a beautiful October afternoon, and one of my favorite spots to go to in October is down in the town of Kentville, an hour away here from the city. And if you go to Kentville right now, you're going to see pumpkin people all around town. That's because the Pumpkin People Festival is getting underway very shortly. And hop on Surge 105 today to chat about the Pumpkin People Festival. Lindsay Young from the town of Kentville. Good afternoon, Lindsay. Thanks for coming on Surge 105.
Thanks for having me, Dylan. I'm excited about pumpkin people and I love talking about it.
Hey, it's October. When you drive through Kentville, you go through New Minas, you get to the research station, all of a sudden, pumpkin people are showing up.
There they are. They're swimming into town this year. Usually I say cropping up, but under the sea is our theme. So they're swimming in, and there's a bunch of them here now. On the 7th, the whole crew will be here.
So for those that have maybe never been to the town of Kentville, when you roll into town, you're starting to see, some would say scarecrow, but there's pumpkins on top. What's the whole idea if they have no idea what this is about?
That's right. Pumpkin people are a very specific being. They have no gender, but they do have pumpkin heads. They're kind of scarecrow-like, but they're not as scary, I don't think. And they usually bring different characters and friends with them each year. This year, they brought a whole bunch of sea animals. We've got turtles and sharks and whales and all kinds of cool stuff.
And it's from one end of the town to the other.
Yes, we put out 300 pumpkin people and a bunch of props spread across 10 different display areas.
I used to work in New Minas, so I drove past there all the time, and October was something really cool to look forward to. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been there. Is it Burger Hill there going into town?
That's
where
Hill,
a lot of them are there?
That's a big spot. We have a big, huge display that goes there. I'm pretty sure that's where our whale is this year, so you can check out the whale at Burger Hill. And people, I feel great that you said you thought they were cool. We get it. We get two opinions usually. Either people think they're really cool or people think they're really creepy. So hopefully, you know, more cool than creepy, but they're always a lot of fun.
But it's the design that makes them cool. It's not just regular looking scarecrow pumpkins. There's a lot of design that goes into it.
They definitely have a look to them. And Jerry, our pumpkin person stylist, does a great job making sure that they're all kind of consistent but have their own personalities. You'll see winking pumpkin people and people with sunglasses on and bearded pumpkin people and scuba divers. It's going to be great.
The Kentville Pumpkin People Festival technically starts on October 2nd, runs until the 29th. Under the Sea is the theme. So what else is coming besides just the pumpkin people?
The Harvest Festival is on Saturday, October 7th. That's a whole bunch of free activities downtown for people. And if you check our website, you'll see haunted houses and witches' teas and all kinds of really cool Halloween and pumpkin-themed activities for all ages.
Now, for those that are listening to Surge 105 in the city, where can they get more information?
Kentville.ca.
Okay, Lindsay, well, thank you so much for hopping on Surge to chat about pumpkin people. I love chatting about my old stomping grounds in Kentville, beautiful spot in the province, and you should go if you've never been there before, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Dylan. I'm biased, but everybody should come to Kentville.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. And if you are looking for more info on the Pumpkin People Festival, you can find the details at surge105.ca. Mark it in your calendar. Go for a little fall rip down to Kentville for the Pumpkin People Festival.